Hello, fans, and welcome to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball, standing at around 95 degrees as we get ready to begin things here as the Colt 45's starting lineups have started to be announced. Dominic Hernandez will be getting the nod for the Aggies, along with our starting pitcher, leading off his season debut, Righty Shepherd, facing off against these Watsonville Aggies. The second game of a three-game set. The finale will be tomorrow. For the Colt 45s, they're 1-0 on the year after last night's 2-0 win. Colt 45s looking to improve 2-0. Again, they have a 20-game win streak dating back to last year. Here it is, North State Rodeo Night. So the colors are being presented by a trio of horses beyond out there in the right field. And if I have the name correct, I believe it will be Tyler Shepherd getting the nod from Bob Anderson here on Rodeo Night. Tonight's game is sponsored by the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. As the colors are presented, we're going to get this national anthem going. Looks like it will be sung by Summer, who we heard a few times last year, and we'll pause things for a second momentarily here. National anthem will be brought to you here on North State Rodeo Night. And here is our nation's anthem.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket that our flag was still there. Was saved at that star-spangled banner when
Summer with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem, and beautifully sung at that. For the Watsonville Aggies, Bobo Landoli will be their leadoff man again. He's in center field. Micah Cervantes will be following him up, playing shortstop, followed by Cody Hardkey patrolling left field. And in that cleanup spot will be Zachary Armenta, the designated hitter for the Watsonville Aggies. Then Alec Ortiz will be the second baseman. He's batting fifth. Followed by Aiden Ramirez at first base, batting sixth. Batting seventh, and behind the dish will be Kyle Dyer. Then it'll be Matthew Castillo playing the hot corner third base tonight for the Aggies. And in the ninth spot, Triton Dew patrolling right field, facing off against Tyler Shepard of the Colt 45s. For the Colt 45s, Trajan Rogowski will be leading things off and patrolling center field yet again. He followed up by Adam Reyes getting the start at shortstop tonight after pinch running a couple of times last night. It'll be Andrew Mora, the designated hitter, in that three spot, followed by McGuire Smith batting cleanup and at first base. He'll be followed up by Dylan Green at second base, batting fifth. And batting sixth will be Brandon Zanny out of Simpson University, a local kid. He will be catching Mr. Tyler Shepard, the starting pitcher, followed by Tyler Zanizer in left, Corey Likens in right, and then Sam Marr rounding out the lineup at third base and batting ninth. Again, for the Aggies, the Landoli in center, Cervantes at short, Hardke in left, Armenta the DH, Ortiz at second, Ramirez at first, Dyer the catcher, Castillo at third, and Dew in right for the 45s. The Rogowski in center, Reyes at short, Mora the DH, Smith batting cleanup and at first base. Green at second, Zanny behind the dish, Zanizer in left field, Likens in right field, and Sam Marr at third base, facing off against Dominic Hernandez of the Watsonville Aggies, who is concluding his warm-up tosses way out there in right field. As we get ready to get things started here on North State Rodeo Night, fans who showed up in rodeo attire were granted a $1 off sale. For the umpires, Jason Cowan will be the home plate umpire. We'll be calling balls and strikes. Dan Boutwell will be at third base, and Anthony Ortiz will be at first. Anthony Ortiz was last night's home plate umpire, who ended up ejecting Miramontes, the southpaw for the Watsonville Aggies, after some extracurricular activities. Said it previously, the Colt 45s are 1-0 after the 2-0 win last night. It was a pitcher's duel, a bunch of goose eggs up there until about the seventh inning when the Colt 45s were able to scratch one across after the Aggies surrendered a run in order to get the second out of the frame. Then the Colt 45s would get one more in the eighth, end up winning the ball game by a score of 2-0. Big story for the Aggies last night was seven runners left on base. For the Colt 45s, they left four. And for both teams, something they need to key on tonight would be productive outs, something that didn't happen a lot last night. Both teams straining a slew of runners. The Colt 45s had the bases loaded at one point with two outs, however, and ended up not scratching a run across, but very much indifferent as they still ended up winning the ball game by a score of 2-0. Cook and Kelson both pitched fantastically last night. Kelson for the Aggies went six innings of no run ball, giving up four hits. He struck out 10. Ty Cook, 9 Ks in 5 innings, 0 runs and 4 hits as well. As the ceremonial first pitch comes in, and it is a strike. Andy Clemens with the first pitch. Now we have the head coaches Bob Anderson and Ken Nakagawa exchanging lineup cards out there at home plate along with the umpires. So you shake hands and we get ready to get things started here. Homer, the Colt 45 mascot, dressed up tonight just like he was last night, rocking the yellow high socks, the knee-high socks. The Colt 45s, they're donning the yellow sleeveless jerseys on top of the black short sleeves. with the white pants for the Aggies. White bottoms with bright red jerseys with the Aggies stripped across the front in all white. Great jersey matchup here tonight. Key player of the game last night for the Watsonville Aggies was Noah Pang. He made a few diving plays and also made a lot of hard plays. But not only did he make those plays and get the outs, he also just made them look routine, which is something you love to see. Although Pang is not in the lineup tonight for the Aggies, he'll get a night off. There was a couple of errors last night for the Aggies as well, and the Colt 45s were unable to capitalize on those. There's some weird base running on both sides. Just some first game jitters, kind of seemed like. Just a couple of weird blunders. As now the second game of this three-game series, and the second game of the 2025 campaign, getting set to start here. Hopefully those jitters subside. There was only two Colt 45s last night who did not strike out, and that was Green and John Handy, second baseman and catcher last night. For the Aggies, they struck out 14 times last night, so the key for them would be a little less swing and miss and a little bit more productive outs, a little more contact. The same for the 45s. They struck out 10 times, so they just need to string together those hits and get some productive outs. They were very close multiple times, but Noah Pang kind of stood in the way, which is exactly what you want from your defense if you're the Aggies. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's one of Market and East Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-class car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today, folks, when we get back, be the Colt 45s taking on the Watsonville Aggies right after this message from our sponsor, the Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggart Field in Redding, California. So Colt 45s take the field. The defense behind the left-hand throwing Tyler Shepard will be Zaney behind the dish. Then it will be Marin Reyes on that left side of the infield at third and short. Then Dylan Green and McGuire Smith at second and first base, respectively. Then Zanizer in left, Rogalski in center, and Likens in right. As Shepard begins his warm-up tosses to Brandon Zaney. Brandon Zaney, out of Simpson University, got to call a few games for him this season with the Redhawks, a fellow Redhawk of what is now my alma mater, the Southpaw Shepard. Just about done with his warm-up tosses. Off that third base side of the rubber, John Handy last night was able to gun down couple of runners, but Bob Anderson giving a start to Brandon Zanny nonetheless, giving Handy a night off. Handy, we saw the arm when throwing it around the infield after all those strikeouts, and he can absolutely huck it down there and around the infield. He's got a gun on him. Now we get ready to get things started. It will be Bobo Landoli, the center fielder, leading things off for the Watsonville Aggies. On a beautiful night here in Redding, California, I'm Jacob Green with Casey Narchester Redding. It's great to have you with us as Shepherd. Third base side, peering in at Zanny as catcher. Landoli waves the bat back and forth. And the first pitch from the southpaw, Shepherd. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman charging. That's Green. Flips to Smith on the bag in time. That's the way the ball game begins. First pitch coming in at 7:21. A nice 4-3 put out. Dylan Green getting things started here for the Colt 45s. One gone, nobody on in this scoreless top of the first now. One pitch, one out. We'll bring up Micah Cervantes, the left-hand hitting shortstop. Takes a fastball outside for ball one. Cervantes last night played second base. He went 1-for-4 with a stolen base. He also reached on a fielder's choice. Shepherd comes set. Now kicks and deals. The 1-0. Showing bunt to Cervantes right down the third baseline. Charging gloves. Bobbled and dropped. Unable to handle it as third baseman Marr. Charging down the line. Off balance. Trying to throw off his left leg. Went to throw across the first, but the ball ended up spinning out of his glove. So safe at first is Cervantes on likely what would have been safe at first regardless. Now Cody Hartke, the right-hand hitter, will step into the box. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. Zanny sets up inside. Cervantes takes his lead at first, being held on. Bounce from the plate, blocked by Zanny. Zanny's going to go chase it up the third baseline, but Cervantes taking second base easily. Zanny getting on top of that ball, went right off the chest protector, bounced at about a 45-degree angle, and just skipped up the third baseline. It's a tough rebound to handle. One ball and no strikes. With one out. Infield shifted the right-hand hitting Hartke to pole. Now no double play in order. Swing and a miss. A little fastball by him. One ball and one strike. Peering in is Shepherd. Now comes set, glove at the belt. Checks the runner back at second. That's Cervantes. The 1-1. This is low. Two balls and one strike now in the scoreless top of the first inning. The infield shifted to pull. The only infielder really on the right side is Smith with the second baseman, Green, 3 or 4 steps away from second base. This one's popped up back of the screen and out of play for a high and long strike two. Two balls and two strikes with one out. With a new baseball now is Shepherd. Shepherd shakes off Zanny a couple times. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second. Huge hole on the right side. Here's the 2-2. Fouled off the plate. Staying alive is Hartke. The outfield shaded just a couple of steps toward left. Shadows covering about a quarter of the field. Shadows covering most of left field and third base, shortstop, part of the pitcher's mound as well. But first base, right field, and center field all in the sun. Here's the 2-2 again from the southpaw. Just off the plate outside. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. With one out. A A lot more wind here tonight than last night. Just a soft breeze blowing. Here's the payoff delivery from the Lucky Shepherd with the runner going. Swing and a miss right on third. Not in time. Cervantes dives in and gets another stolen base.
That's your beer batter, folks.
But the beer batter, Hartke, strikes out swinging. That's out number two, which means discounted beer for all the fans in attendance. Bob Anderson's going to have a little chat now with the home plate umpire, Jason Cowan. So a little upset about the call. Thought the runner was out. Now there's a runner on third with two gone in a scoreless top of the first inning. Zachary Armenta will step in the box. Left-hand hitter. Just a bit up in the box. The designated hitter tonight. Right side of the infield shifted a bit to pull on the left-hand hitter. Left-on-left matchup here. Ground ball off the plate. Zanny pouncing on it, but strike one. Two gone, and a runner on third, 90 feet away. That would be the first run of the ball game, should he score. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the southpaw Shepherd. Breaking ball off the plate and just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Cervantes takes his lead at third. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike two. It's a really slow call there from the home plate umpire, Cowan. Now Armenta readies. As Shepherd comes set off that third base side. Cervantes checks, takes his lead at third. The 1-2, breaking ball blocked by Zanny. Kept it in front of him. Way off the plate and outside. It's a new baseball. Two and two. Two gone, runner on third here in this top of the first inning. Bluebird skies here on what is a much cooler night compared to last night. The 2-2 delivery from Shepherd. Swing and a miss from the high cheese. And the side is retired. The Aggies get none. They strand one as we head to the home half of the first here in this scoreless ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Green Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Dominic Hernandez concluding his warm-up tosses as Kyle Dyer makes his throw down to second base. Leading things off will be Trahan Rogowski for the Aggies. The defense behind the starting pitcher for the Aggies, Dominic Hernandez, will be Castillo and Cervantes on the left side of the infield. Third and short, and then Ortiz and Ramirez will be at second and first base. Dyer behind the dish, and then left to right, patrolling the outfield will be Harkey, Landoli, and Due, the defense for the Aggies. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting. Rogalski is a chopper up the third baseline, charging right through underneath his glove and safe at first base will be Rogalski. Didn't even hit the glove of Castillo, who charged. Tried to handle the in-between hop and give himself a good hop to handle that on, but then ended up just skipping under his glove, died on that infield grass. Now Adam Reyes, the shortstop, will step up to the plate. He had a couple of pinch running activities last night. Ended up taking second base on that balk from Miramontes as Reyes takes a called strike on the outer half. And was also the courtesy runner for John Handy, the catcher. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball. Just off the plate. One ball and one strike. Runner at first, that's Rogalski, the center fielder. Being held on by the first baseman, Ramirez. It's the righty. Deals. A line shot into right field and down for a base hit. Turning at second, going to third is Rogalski and cruising with a wide turn at first base as runners at the corners now. That's Reyes. Back-to-back singles. Hopefully we'll get a little offense going. Adam Reyes with a oppo base hit right there. Due staying in front of it, keeping it in front of him. It was curving away from him. He had to move way over to his left toward the right field line. Now the left hand hitting Andrew Mora will step into the box. Infield at double play depth. Looking to turn two and just surrender the run. This one's fouled off the leg of Mora for strike one. On deck is McGuire Smith. McGuire Smith last night was 2-for-4 with a double and a single. Here's the 0-1 delivery from the righty up the first baseline. Foul. And that's strike two. Bob Anderson telling Reyes to run on that no matter what, even if it looks foul. No balls and two strikes. You never know what the umpires will call it. Sometimes it's a 50-50 ball. Here's the pickoff attempt on over to first. Not in time. Diving back was Reyes. The righty with his back turned toward first. Reyes dancing off the bag, but being held on by Ramirez. Here's the 0-2. Just a bit low. Cowan with a very different strike zone from last night when Anthony Ortiz was calling those low strikes. That one was right at the knees, it looked like. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the righty Hernandez. Low blocked by the catcher Dyer. Great job by Dyer moving to his right, keeping it in front of him. 2-2 now. Runners at the corners. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. Outfield playing straight up. The first baseman, Ramirez, holding on. Reyes at first. The 2-2. Bounced in there again. Now Reyes running down to second. Faking the throw was Dyer. Almost backpicked Rogalski at third, but Rogalski retreated back to third base. Now runners at second and third. A full count on Andrew Mora. A little more traffic on the bases than the Aggies want here in this bottom of the first inning. A scoreless ball game, but a full count on the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora. Now drop down to 94 degrees, which is about 5 degrees cooler than it was last night. Here's the payoff pitch from Hernandez. Wave that. Ring him up. Strike three. Mora chased it. Gave it a little half-hearted swing. Tried to hold up, but got fooled on the breaking ball. Now McGuire Smith will step up to the plate, who is, by technicality and technicality only, through one game of the 2025 campaign, the Colt 45's hottest hitter. He's got a couple of hits. First pitch to McGuire Smith. Hits this one foul down the third base side. For strike one. He's already had a couple of hard hit balls last night. One of them was a line shot right toward Noah Pang at the hot corner. Here's the 0-1. Swing and miss for strike two. Blew that fastball by him. The line shot right at Noah Pang at third base, who's playing a couple steps back of the bag. And dove to his right and caught it on a hop and popped up through the first base as Smith takes this one up and away. Left-handed hitter. A wide stance deep in the box. So righty Hernandez gets a sign, now kicks and deals the 1-2. Wave that, and Smith is down on strikes. Fooled on that breaking ball. Now Dylan Green to the plate. Dylan Green, one of the only Colt 45s last night to not strike out. He had a single, a walk, a fly out, along with a ground out. My apologies, he was 1-for-3 last night. That ground out was... that was a ground out to third base that he had. The 1-0 is almost through the legs of the catcher, Dyer, but was able to corral it. Picked up the first baseline. Two balls and no strikes now on Dylan Green. My apologies. Went 1-for-4 last night with a walk. Want to make sure I have those statistics right. As Hernandez readies. Now kicks and deals the 2-0 to the Colt 45 second baseman. Another one inside in the dirt for ball three. Dylan Green out of Folsom College in 40 games batted .291 with 4 home runs, 21 RBIs, and 6 stolen bases. Wide stance for the righty. Here's the 3-0. Fastball on the inner half called strike one. Hernandez knowing that they need to throw a strike there to keep this inning under control. 3-1 now, Brandon Zanny on deck. He's the 3-1 delivery. Ground ball toward third. Diving for it. It's going to go through for a base hit. One run will score around third. And scoring is Reyes beating the throw. And it's a 2-RBI single for Dylan Green. With his family present in the crowd. Got himself a 2-RBI single. And the Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead here in this bottom of the first. Courtesy of Dylan Green. Now Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. Slightly open stance for the right hand hitting catcher. Green takes his lead at first. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. A single, another single, and a stolen base. A couple of strikeouts and one single later, the Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead. Here's the 1-0 delivery from the righty Green, breaking ball in the dirt. For ball two. Green dancing off the bag over there at first base. Hernandez not really paying too much attention to him. Just trying to get the final out of the inning, head back to the dugout, and get the offense back out there. Here's the 2-0. In the dirt again, blocked by Dyer. Green thought about it. He had a big secondary lead. It was about 25 feet off the bag at first, but then retraced the steps back to the bag. Three balls and no strikes. With two gone. Here's the 3-0. Fastball in the inner half. To make the count. Three balls and one strike. Brandon Zanny last year had 21 walks in 30 games for the Colt 45s. Here's a 3-1 runner going. Ground ball toward the third baseman. He fields and throws across in time to get the runner. Great play by Castillo. Who handled that. 5-3 on the putout, and the side is retired. After one, the Colt 45s 2, and the Aggies 0. Tonight's Reading Colt 45 game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Dick Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball here from the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. It'll be Alec Ortiz, Aiden Ramirez, and Kyle Dyer due up facing off against the lefty Shepherd. Ortiz, right-hand hitter. Open stance, that pink tape on the handle of his bat and the bright pink batting gloves. Here's the first pitch from the southpaw. Shepherd misses up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes, nobody out and nobody on here in this top of the second. Fouled off the plate. One and one now on the Aggies second baseman. The Aggies rocking the red tops with the white lettering across the chest. The Colt 45s. The trademark yellow no sleeves with the black short sleeves underneath. One ball and one strike as shadows have started to cover most of the field apart from some spots in center and right field. Fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Two and one. On the right-hand hitter. The outfield shaded a couple of steps toward left. Now the 2-1 delivery from the southpaw. So, line shot in the center field for a base hit right up the middle. Ortiz will lead things off for the Aggies with a soft liner. Aiden Ramirez, the first baseman, will now step into the box, digging in from that left side. McGuire Smith holding on the runner at first. As Ramirez does a little landscaping of his own in that left-hand batter's box. Out of the stretch is the southpaw Shepherd. Checks the runner at first. Off the third base out of the rubber. Now deals. Breaking ball off the plate outside. 1-0. Nobody out. Colt 45's looking for the twin killing on the infield. The third baseman, Marr, playing on the rim of the infield grass, watching that bunt for the left-hand hitter, especially. He's the 1-0, misses wide for ball two. Two and oh. Some words of encouragement being shouted from the third base coach for the Aggies. Shepherd checks the runner, the 2-0. Foul tipped for strike one. Caron's back a little bit off Zanny. Not too much contact. Kicked off the dirt and then looked like it went off his shin or something. Now Shepherd checks the runner. And time's called by the batter. Shepherd was ready, glove at the belt, but then time being granted to the left-hand hitting Aiden Ramirez. Was fouled back to the screen for strike two. Being held on the bag at first base is Alec Ortiz. Being held on by the first baseman, McGuire Smith. McGuire Smith was one of the many first basemen last year for the Colt 45s. He's one of six returners for the 2025 campaign. He's on the roster last year. Now Shepherd readies. Pickoff attempted over to first, not in time. Trying to keep Ortiz close. With two balls and two strikes, Ramirez likely not going to bunt. And the third baseman, Marr, has shifted a little bit back, but the infield, middle infielders still shifted just a bit up the middle. This one's grounded toward the Aggie dugout. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. A shortstop and second baseman for the 45s. Reyes and Green looking to turn two. Shepherd, glove at the belt. Checks the runner at first again. It's a southpaw. Kicks and deals. Fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. That is the third K for Shepherd tonight. Got a couple swinging last frame. First one looking tonight. And that will bring up the right-hand hitting Kyle Dyer to the plate. Doing the catching tonight for the Aggies. Step into the box, slightly open stance. First pitch is upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Double play would get the 45s out of the inning. The infield shifted just a couple of steps to pull for the right-hand hitter, along with the outfield shaded a bit toward left. This next pitch misses wide for ball two. 2-0 now on the Aggies' backstop. This pitch is fouled back to the screen. 2-1 with one gone. This 2-0 ball game with the Colt 45s in the lead here in this top of the second inning. Now Shepherd comes set, checks the runner at first. The 2-1 delivery misses low and away. Zanny dropped it momentarily. Kept it in front of him, just kind of pinned it down into the dirt. Re-corralled it. Didn't look like Ortiz was going to test the arm of Zanny. Now a 3-1 count on the right-hand hitting Kyle Dyer. The 3-1 delivery on the inside corner. Dyer knew it too. Knew he didn't have the free pass. Now a full count. With one gone. The payoff delivery from Shepherd. This is wide, and Dyer gets the free pass. That'll move Ortiz up 90 feet. Runners at first and second now for Matthew Castillo as Brandon Zanny's going to go out to the mound and have a little chat with his pitcher. Run over what they want to do here. In this scenario, you're looking for a ground ball, get a double play, and get out of the jam. But you also need to watch for the double steal, which would put a runner in scoring position for the Aggies. My apologies, put another runner in scoring position for the Aggies, as with Ortiz moving up to second base, he's in scoring position. Should a ball be hit through the infield? The infield shifted a bit to pull for the right-hand hitting Matthew Castillo. Third baseman even stands on that right side. McGuire Smith playing behind the runner at first. The first pitch from the southpaw is at the belt. Called strike one. Second baseman Dylan Green shaded a bit up the middle, holding the runner on at second base. It's Ortiz. Shepard checks the runner second. Now the 0-1. Fastball right at the knees on the inner half. A called strike two. Great frame there from Brandon Zanny. Brought it up a little bit. No balls and two strikes with one out. Runners on first and second for the Aggies. Trying to get something going here. Here's the 0-2. Misses low and in. One ball and two strikes. Shepard off the third base side of the rubber. Peering in at Zanny. Now Shepard comes set. Checks the runner at second. Checks the runner at first. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Just a bit low. Some jeers from the crowd after that call from Cowan, the home plate umpire. Two balls and two strikes. One out and runners on first and second for the Aggies. That's Ortiz at second and Dyer at first. The 2-2 delivery as Shepard checks the runner back. 2-2. It's hit in the air. Should be playable. Green on the rim of the outfield grass will get underneath it. And it is out number two. Castillo pops out. We'll bring up Triton Dew, the right fielder. Two gone now, and the infield will return to normal depth. Triton Dew, step into the box. The infield shifting back and playing the right-hand hitter Dew just a little bit to pull. The breeze dying down here at Tiger Field. First pitch from the lefty Shepard misses upstairs for ball one. One ball and no strikes. On the right-hand hitter. It's the pitcher in the southpaw. Just a bit inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two outs and two on. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2-0. But the Aggies threatening here in this top of the second inning. Shepard checks the runners. Now kicks and deals out of the stretch. Fouled back to the screen. 2-1. As Shepard gets a new baseball and kicks some dirt around the mound. Climbs back up that third base side. Now peers in at Zanny to get his sign. Glove at the hip. Ball talk behind him with a deep breath. Now readies, come set, glove at the belt. 2-1, kicks and deals. Just a bit upstairs again. Three balls and one strike. Shepard needing to throw a strike here and keep the bases from being loaded for the top of the order in Bobo Landoli. Shepard checks the runners. The 3-1 pitch. Right at the knees. Called strike two. Great pitch there. Just caught the bottom of the zone. Three balls and two strikes now. Another full count. The third batter in a row with a full count. As now caught in a pickle. Showing the ball, trying to chase him back to second base. Bobbled. Now the tag applied at third base by Marr. The pitcher Shepard, rolling a bluff, stepped off the mound, charged the runner, caught between second and third base. That was Alec Ortiz. So he's picked off and the side is retired. Triton Dew will get a new set of downs when he comes up in the top of the third. The Colt 45 still up by a score of 2-0 after that pickle from Alec Ortiz. A great heads-up play from Tyler Shepard. As we hit the break, we'll head to the bottom of the second inning. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0 tonight. Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the left fielder, Tyler Zanizer, leading things off. Likens and Marr also due up. The Aggies caught in a pickle last inning. As first pitch swinging, a line shot right at the right fielder, came charging in for it. That was the right fielder due with a nice squeeze. One pitch, one out as Zanizer lines out to do out there in right field. To end the top of the second inning, there was runners on first and second. Shepard, the lefty, a roll and a bluff back to second base. Ortiz, with a huge lead, was caught kind of in between. So Shepard charges off the mound, chases him back to second base, made the throw to second base before Ortiz turned around 180 degrees and ran toward third, and then the second baseman Green made the throw down to third base where Marr was awaiting to apply the tag, and the tag was applied to Ortiz, and that was the way the side was retired. Now the 1-0 delivery to the right end hitting Likens misses low. One pitch outside and one pitch in the dirt makes the count. Two balls and no strikes here in this 2-0 bottom of the second with one out and nobody on. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. A ground ball toward the shortstop charging. Throws across the body to first in time for the out. A great play from the shortstop, Micah Cervantes. Moving to his right and then came around it, a little button hooker out. Charged it with the glove and then threw off balance across his body to first in time. And a great stretch from Ramirez, the first baseman, reaching all the way up the first baseline to keep his foot on the bag and corral it. The first pitch, swinging toward right center field, into a dive, goes past him all the way to the wall, around first, hitting second base, now to third, the relay, the throw to third is not in time, and a head first slide, Sam Marr has himself a three-bagger. I think everyone was fooled on that play, with the right fielder Dew diving for it. Everyone thought Dew came up with it, except for Marr, who motored around first, hit fifth gear, and kept on running around second base. Now another run for the Colt 45s is 90 feet away. The Colt 45s swinging early in this second inning. Now the top of the order in Trajan Rogowski will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter. First pitch bounces off the glove of the catcher and goes up toward the pitcher, but not quite enough for Sam Marr over there at third base to charge down and try and score. Now the 1-0 delivery from Dominic Hernandez, the righty, kicks and deals the 1-0, fouled over the Aggie dugout. One ball and one strike. The top of the order here for the Colt 45, the second at-bat for Rogowski. He got a single his first time up, swing, and a foul tip into the glove of the catcher there. One ball and two strikes with two gone. Right-hand hitter, wide stance, slightly open. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Hernandez. Bounced at the plate. Great block from the catcher, Dyer. Kept it in front of him. Two balls and two strikes. With two gone. Hernandez gets a sign now out of the windup. Winds and deals the 2-2. Just a bit low. Charging down the third baseline was Marr, trying to mess with the pitcher, Hernandez. Took about 6 or 7 strides before returning to the bag. Now the payoff delivery with two outs and Marr on third. Rogowski, check swing. No on the appeal. And Rogowski will take first base on the free pass, which is the first free pass issued by Dominic Hernandez. Now Adam Reyes will step in the box. He singled and stole a base his last time up before coming around to score on that 2 RBI single from Dylan Green. Runners at the corners with two outs. Here's the first pitch to Adam Reyes. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman, who gloves and throws it across a bit high, but the first baseman Ramirez climbing the ladder gets his foot on the bag in time. Great play by Castillo to retire the side and help Hernandez escape the jam. 1245 is a hit and a couple of men left. It's 2-0 after two as we head to the top of the third. Tonight's Reading 1245's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Reeves Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to free wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggerfield in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Triton Dew leading things off. He had a full count before Ortiz was caught in the rundown between second and third base. Little pickle for Ortiz as the left-hand throwing Shepherd delivers this pitch way up and away out of the zone. Just a bit upstairs for ball one. Southpaw comes set off that third base side. Here's a 1-0. A line shot, little flare toward Dylan Green, plays it on a hop, gloves, flips to first to McGuire Smith in time. Dylan Green showing off the footwork, shuffling to his left. There's a little flare headed toward him. Ended up cutting away from him, but he moved to his left, got in front of it, and handled on a hop before a little sidearm throw on over to McGuire Smith at first base, and that will bring up the top of the order in Bobo Landoli for the Aggies. One out, nobody on. The Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0. First pitch at the knees, a called strike one. Just caught the outside corner. Great pitch there from Shepherd. The third baseman, Marr, even with the bag at third, watching for that bunt from the left-hand hitting Landoli. Here's the 0-1. Bounced it in there. 1-1 now. As Shepherd will climb up the back of the hill, rub up the baseball. Now peers in at Zania's catcher. Shepherd comes set glove at the belt. The 1-1. So, little grounder toward Green at second base. Bobbled. Now recovers. Throws to first. In time for the out. Green getting a little ahead of himself. Dropped it right out of his glove and then quickly picked up the ball off the dirt and flicked it to first in time. Great recovery there from Green on what would have been a bad error. And now quickly two gone. After a back-to-back ground out to second base, Landoli now has grounded out to second base twice tonight. Here's Micah Cervantes, left-handed hitter. He's going to catch that one on the shoulder. And he will take first base after that hit by pitch. A free 90 feet, but a very painful 90 feet for Cervantes. As right-hand hitting Cody Hartke will step into the box. Tonight's beer batter, which if he strikes out, discounted beer for all the fans 21 and over present here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Swing and a miss, throw down to first base on the back pick. Not in time, Zanny. Trying to catch Cervantes sleeping. Didn't quite work. It's a soft breeze starting to pick up here, blowing from left to right field as shadows have now covered most of the field. Quick throw on over to first base, not in time. Diving back is Cervantes. No balls and one strike. The lefty Shepherd comes set now. Swing and a miss for strike two. Hartke way behind on that pitch. High octane got blown by him. No balls and two strikes. And on-plate umpire is going to grant time to the batter, Hartke. Playing left field tonight, he struck out swinging his last time up. Squire Smith holding on Cervantes at first. Cervantes with dirt all over the front of his uniform. For the stolen base earlier, pitch way outside. One ball and two strikes. Now the southpaw peering in, shakes off Zanny a couple of times. Comes set on that third base side. Now kicks and deals 1-2. Ground ball up the third baseline. Marr charging gloves, throws off balance to first. While falling down, goes wide and toward the Aggie dugout. So both Aggie runners will be awarded a couple of extra bases. Marr, instead of just eating it, decided to throw down to first base. And it was on the home plate side of the first base bag instead of right on the money. And now runners at second and third. With two outs on that E5. Now Zachary Armenta will step into the box. He struck out swing his last time up. Left-hand hitter. The infield playing back. This top of the third. Fastball in the inner half. Just off the inner half, actually. For ball one. The breeze swirling out there from left field. A little cross breeze left-right, but also blowing in toward the batter. Here's the 1-0. At the knees on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. With two gone, Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-0 in this top of the third. The 1-1 delivery from the southpaw Shepherd is fouled off of Zanny, the catcher. One ball and two strikes. Shepherd peers in at Zanny. Gets a sign. Runners at second and third. A single would tie the ball game. The 1-2 delivery from Shepherd. This is high. 2 and 2 now. After that pitch was way upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2 to nothing here in this top of the third. Shepard trying to get out of the jam. He's going to step off and take a breather. Now gets ready again. He's going to toss out the baseball. The first base umpire, that is Dan Boutwell, told him to toss it out after it looked like some sort of substance might have been used on it, whether it was sweat or just stirred off his pants or something. So I'll have to toss that baseball out. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Shepard with a new baseball now comes set. The 2-2 delivery with 2 on. Foul back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Left-hand hitter Zachary Armenta battling. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a swinging strikeout. Cervantes third, and Hartke at second after the E5 and also the hit-by-pitch. The 2-2 delivery from Shepard. Swing and a miss. Getting out of the jam via the strikeout is Tyler Shepard as he struts off the mound. We're through 2.5. The Colt 45s are up by a score of 2-0 as we head to the home half of the third. Tonight's Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
I see its potential.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back street?
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution, or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jake Green. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNR1460.com. Due up for the 45s is Mora Smith and Green, as Mora takes a first pitch outside for ball one. The wind picking up here as the sun descends. Fastball in the outer half. 1-1 now. On what's turned out to be a beautiful night for baseball. Again, a few degrees cooler than last night's contest. Now the 1-1 delivery from Dominic Hernandez. Line shot down the third baseline. It's headed for the corner around first. Is Mora and cruising into second with a head first slide. And Mora has himself a leadoff double. It was played back in by the left fielder Hartke as quick as possible. He had to go handle it out there near the Colt 45 bullpen. But there's a little bit of movement. Now McGuire Smith will step up to the plate as third base coach Eric Winchester collects the gear from Andrew Mora. Eric Winchester, of course, last year pitched for the 45s. He was their ace. If my memory's correct, I believe he went 8-0 and also had that no-hitter. Runner on second base for Smith, who takes a first pitch outside for ball one. Left-hand hitting Smith as Hernandez checks the runner. Well, Smith grabs this one to the right side. Bobbled momentarily, now flicks the first in time. 4-3 put out by the second baseman, Ortiz. But that moves Mora over to third. And there it is, what I talked about in the pregame show, a productive out. That'll bring up Dylan Green, the number 5 hitter. He had that 2 RBI single last time he was up. He's been busy over there tonight at second base. Wide stance, slightly open. Here's the first pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a miss for strike one. Got him to chase that one. The infield drawn in. 4-45, here's the 0-1 delivery on the outer half. Called strike two. Green laying off that pitch. Don't want to chase a breaking ball. Now the 0-2 from Hernandez is a ground ball up the third baseline. Bare hand play by Eric Winchester. Great play by the PO, or pitcher only, showing off the great defensive skills. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. Here's the 0-2 pitch. But line shot right to the second baseman, Ortiz, who handles it and flicks the first in time. He's also been busy over there. Bounced right off the dirt in front of home plate. Ortiz flying up the first baseline, but my apologies. Green speedily moving up the first baseline. Ortiz really looking to run it back at third and flipped it on over to first in time for the out as Brandon Zanny will step up to the plate. It's the first pitch from Hernandez. Low and in for ball one. A leadoff double, and a couple of ground outs to second base as Zanny takes that pitch for ball two. The Colt 45s have an additional run 90 feet away, but two gone here as the Aggies trying to hold on to only the two-run deficit. Hernandez, a fastball on the other half, called strike one. 2-1 with two outs. The 2-1 delivery from Hernandez. Quick pitching Zanny here. Delivers a fastball right down Broadway. Two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting catcher. The 2-2 delivery from Hernandez working quick. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman Ortiz moving to his right. Fields and throws to first in time. And a trio of 4-3 putouts allows Hernandez to escape the leadoff double. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They leave one. It's 2-0 after three as we had two at the top of the fourth inning. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our mazes on. I hope the smoking man in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Singham Tantric. Like Sinker's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my arms aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, but I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Drop your eyes to the side and say I'm sorry.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Shepherd's night is done, and we have a new Colt 45 on in relief. It's a right-hand throwing, stirrup-rocking righty facing off against the Aggies. Is that ground ball down the third baseline is called fair to the surprise of many fans. It's Daniel Acedo on in relief. As a leadoff double for Alec Ortiz. Sam Marr diving for it. It was beyond his reach. It looked like it was in foul territory before it was past the third base bag. Now the leadoff man is aboard here in this top of the fourth inning. The first pitch showing bunt, pulling it back for ball one. Left hand hitting Aiden Ramirez. Grounds this one toward the second baseman Green. Fields and throws to first. But taking third base is Ortiz, who now has a couple of hits tonight. Ramirez is retired 4-3. Dylan Green's been busy over there at second base tonight. As Kyle Dyer, the catcher, will step into the box. Right hand hitter. Wide open stance. Corners drawn in for the 45s. Off the first base out of the rubber, the righty Sato delivers. Just off the plate outside for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from the righty. Fouled out of play down the first base side. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Both McGuire Smith at first base and right fielder Likens giving it a look, but not chasing after it. One ball, one strike as Acedo, the righty, comes set, glove up by his chest. Now kicks and deals the 1-1. It's going to come inside and plunk Kyle Dyer, who will take first base on the hit-by-pitch. The second hit batsman tonight for the Aggies. Runners at the corners now. And now the Colt 45s will surrender the run to get the double play on the infield as the right-hand hitting Matthew Castillo will step up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Deep in the box, Zandy sets up inside. That pitch misses just a bit inside for ball one. Castillo's made a couple plays over there at third base tonight for the Aggies. Quick move on over to first, not in time. Diving back to the backside of the bag was Dyer. Runners at first and third. The Colt 45s up by a score of 2-0 here in this top of the fourth. Acedo rocking the old school black and white stirrups. Ground ball into no man's land. Green charging. Glove flip to first. On time to get the out. As a broken bat. 4-3 put out. The run scores. It's 2-1. Moving up to second base is Dyer. It was in the middle of no man's land. Right in between Acedo coming off the mound. McGuire Smith over there at first base. And then Green charging in from second base. Green handling it with his glove. And then as he moved toward first base, a little glove flip. Now there's a runner at second in this 2-1 ball game. That runner coming in to score, that was Ortiz. That was a leadoff double. So now a runner at second. Castillo retired 4-3, which has been the story of tonight. Now the right-hand hitting Triton Dew takes a first pitch called a strike. Runner on second with two gone here in this top of the fourth. Checking the runner at second base is Acedo. Now, kicks and deals. called strike on the inside corner. No balls and two strikes with two gone. Triton Dew, the nine hitter. Here's the 0-2 delivery. It's going to come inside. That's going to hit Dew on the shoulder. Almost caught him in the face. His life probably just flashed before his eyes. He will take first base. He'll take his time walking down there. The second hit batsman for Acedo. Now the top of the order, Bobo Landoli will step up to the plate. Take a couple of practice swings. The infield playing behind the runners. No balls and no strikes. Acedo comes set off the first base side. First pitch. Hit toward left field. Should be playable. A trio of Colt 45s. It's the left fielder Zanizer calling off everyone, and he will squeeze it for out number three. The side is retired. The Aggies strand a pair, but they scratch one across. It's 2-1 after 3.5 as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball as the sun has started to fully set and the clouds changing colors all around us. And what was bluebird skies previously with the breeze starting to pick up and it's cooling off here. Dropping down to a nice 90 degrees with a slight breeze. Perfect baseball weather as Tyler Zanizer will lead things off, facing off against Dominic Hernandez. Takes a called ball just off the plate outside. Zanizer, Likens, and Marr do up. Zanizer making that play last inning to get Acedo out of the inning as he fouls this one out of play toward the parking lot. That evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Tied him up in on the hands. One and two. Nobody out. Nobody on. The 1-2 delivery from Hernandez. Check swing. Appeal. Didn't go on the appeal. Two balls and two strikes. Well, check swing. It's a breaking pitch in on the hands. Decided to hold up. The 2-2 delivery from the righty Hernandez fouled at the plate. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Now Hernandez with the new baseball. Kicks and deals a 2-2. As this one's fouled back out of play over the screen. And the count remains two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 delivery from Hernandez with nobody out. This is low as the count fills at three balls and two strikes. The payoff pitch with nobody out, nobody on. The line shot toward the second baseman, plays on a hop and flips to first in time. A great play from Ortiz moving to his left. The fourth straight 4-3 put out for the Aggies defense, dating back to last inning. Now Corey Likens will step up to the plate. Patrolling right field tonight. He grounded out to the shortstop his last time up. First pitch to him. This is inside for ball one. Here's a 1-0. This is away for ball two. 2-0 on the 45's right fielder. The 2-0 delivery from the righty Hernandez on the outside corner. Called strike one. It was dropped by the catcher, Kyle Dyer. Called a strike after it caught that outside edge. The 2-1 delivery is fouled off the plate. That evens up the count at two balls and two strikes. Wyatt, the 13-year-old bat boy, showing off the hustle there, corralling that foul ball after it trickled away just a bit away from that infield dirt surrounding home plate. The 2-2 delivery, this is low as the count fills. Now on back-to-back batters. No movement out there in the Aggie pen. Here's the payoff pitch. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman again, who corrals it. That's Ortiz, and flips it to first in time. The fifth straight 4-3 putout. That will bring up Sam Marr, who tripled his last time up on the first pitch he saw. That was back in the bottom of the second inning. The first pitch from Hernandez out of the windup. It's grounded up the third baseline into foul territory where Eric Winchester, yet again showing off those defensive skills, handling that one barehanded. Great play by the PO for strike one. One's fouled back out of play over the screen. No balls and two strikes on the right-hand inning. Marr is going to take a breather, step out of the blocks, and go for a little walk. Now steps back in. Slightly open stance. The 0-2 delivery with two outs and nobody on. Foul back out of play again. And we'll run it back. Now Marr steps back into the box. Hernandez kicks and deals in the dirt. Great block from Kyle Dyer moving to his right, knocking that pitch down. 1-2 after that pitch in the dirt. Here in this bottom of the fourth, the 1-2 delivery with two outs and nobody on. Swing! And a miss. Got him to chase. And the side is retired. The Colt 45s go. 1-2-3 as we head to the fifth. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, and they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car. Again, that's at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Stop by today. You gotta fight! We'll be right back.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Micah Cervantes, the shortstop for the Aggies, digging in from that left side as he takes a called strike one on the outer half. The third baseman, Marr, playing even with the bag at third. It's 2-1. The Colt 45 is on top here in this top of the fifth inning. Sato comes set, kicks and deals a fastball in the dirt to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Great job by Zanny to block it with the glove. Now a Sato. Glove at the belt. Brings it up now as he comes set off that first base side. The 1-1 delivery on the outside edge, but just a bit off the plate for ball two. Two balls and one strike on the left-hand hitting Cervantes. The shortstop, who has singled and been hit by a pitch tonight, he also has a couple of stolen bases. Check swing, fouls it, goes back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Nobody out and nobody on. A 2-2 delivery from Acedo. Just off the outer edge. For ball three, that will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Hard key on deck. Now the payoff delivery from Acedo. It's a fastball. Ring him up. Strike three called. Cervantes, you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks. Just looking at his first strikeout for Daniel Acedo. And the first out of the frame here in this top of the fifth inning. One gone now for Cody Hartke, who's struck out and reached on an error. Right-handed hitter, open stance. The first pitch from the righty Acedo is on the inner half, called strike one. Hartke playing left field tonight. Made a couple of routine plays out there. Now the 0-1 delivery. The breaking ball inside corner, strike two. Great pitch there from Acedo. He's settled in thus far after the first couple of batters he faced. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Breaking ball just off the plate outside. The crowd thought he had strike three. Just didn't quite paint the black there. 1-2 with one out. Off the first base side. Sato kicks and deals a 1-2. Brushes Hartke back out of the way. Way inside on the right-handed hitter. Two balls and two strikes. Again, with one out, nobody on here in this 2-1 ball game. We're in the top of the fifth inning. The 2-2 pitch. It's a line shot down the left field line, but foul. Home run distance, but just a really loud foul ball. Off the netting out there beyond the wall. Hit about 325 feet. Over the wall out there in left field, but not quite fair enough for it to be a home run. The 2-2 pitch from Acedo with a new baseball. Misses away as the count fills again on the second batter of the inning. Back-to-back batters that the count has been full on. Now the payoff pitch with one out. Swing! And a miss. Hartke down on strikes. And that will bring up Zachary Armenta. for the Watsonville Aggies as the Colt 45 throw it around the horn. Two gone and nobody out. Zachary Armenta, the DH tonight, he struck out swinging twice. Looking to do something here for the Aggies. They're only down by one. Zanny sets up low and in. That one skips through all the way to the backstop for ball one. Seda will get a new baseball and rub it up a little bit, try and get a better grip on it. Now is there's now some action out there in the Aggie pen. One ball and no strikes. There's a 1-0. Check swing. He went around. 1-1. Fooled him on a breaking ball. Tried to hold up, but Armenta unable to. The outfield playing straight up for the left-hand hitter. And Armenta, who takes a ball just a bit low and outside to make the count. Two balls and one strike. Sato peering in at Zanny. Zanny gives him the sign. Now Sato comes set. The 2-1 delivery out of the windup. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Armenta gets his first hit of the night. Nice line shot right up the middle and through. We'll bring up Alec Ortiz, who has singled and doubled tonight. So a triple and a home run short of the cycle. With a runner on first, McGuire Smith shifts on over to hold him on. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitting Alec Ortiz, rocking those bright pink batting gloves. Line shot down the left field side toward the Colt 45 pin and foul for a long strike one. Alec Ortiz last time doubled his last time up. No balls and one strike. Here at Tiger Field, as the lights have taken full effect in this top of the fifth inning, the pitch from Sato misses low and away. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. And it has cooled off here. Again, a wonderful night for baseball. The outfield shaded a bit toward left. The 1-1. It's poked at. Sinking foul ball, but the center fielder Rogowski will come in and squeeze it for the out, and the side is retired. The Aggies threaten, but they do not score. They strand one. We're halfway through our ball game now. After 4.5, it's 2-1. The Colt 45s up by one. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a wonderful Saturday night edition. A line drive right back to the pitcher, Hernandez, who handles the hot shot from Rogowski, who lines out to the pitcher. And wake up Mr. Dominic Hernandez. That pitch came flying right back at him. He was on the front slope of the mound on his left leg and came right for his face. He was able to handle it cleanly as Reyes, the shortstop, takes that first pitch outside for ball one. Reyes has a single, a stolen base, and grounded out to third. Bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is up by a score of 2-1. Reyes takes that next pitch on the outside corner, called strike one, evens up the count at 1-1. Pitch from Hernandez is a chopper toward the shortstop Cervantes, who fields and throws the first in time. Quickly two away. As Alex Mora steps up to the plate. Mora, his last time up, doubled. Before that, he struck out swinging. Donovan Kerr out of Menlo College is out there warming up for the Aggies. Hernandez winds and deals the left hand hitting. Mora delivers a ball just a bit low and away to the left hand hitting Mora. The infield playing a couple of steps back. The outfield playing straight up the 1-0 delivery. It's a fastball on the outer half to even up the count at 1-1. With two gone and nobody on, Dominic Hernandez has been cruising for the most part. 1-1. Foul tipped back to the screen. The count moves to 1-2. The only blemish on the scorecard for Hernandez was in that first inning with the Rogowski and Reyes single. And then a couple of strikeouts, but then Dylan Green got the best of him with that 2 RBI single. 1-2 now. On the Colt 45's DH, the 1-2 delivery is poked at a little flare toward the shortstop. Cervantes over his head and into left field for a base hit as Hartke, the left fielder, will play it back. Mora singles, and that'll bring up McGuire Smith, who's struck out swinging and grounded out tonight. Left-hand hitter, Smith, gets a first pitch ball in the dirt, blocked by Dyer. Great job by Dyer to keep it in front of him. Thought about throwing it down to first base, where Mora is being held on by Mr. Ramirez. Quick pickoff to him going over to first base, not in time. Diving back with the right hand was Mora. Dylan Green on deck. He's already got a pair of RBIs, and he has been busy over there at second base. The 1-0 delivery from Hernandez is off the runner, and called out on the play is Andrew Mora. So that's the way the inning ends. Unfortunately, the ground ball hit the runner, who was in fair territory. Tried to dodge it, but ended up catching his feet as we had two. The top of the sixth, the Colt 45s are on top by a score of 2-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, corner of Market and Rigaway in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by, enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Aiden Ramirez, Kyle Dyer, and Matthew Castillo do up for the Aggies. Acedo out there for his third inning of work. First pitch swinging, fouls this one back over the screen and toward the parking lot. No balls and one strike now. Is the 0-1 delivery with a new baseball for Acedo. Poked at toward left field. Left fielder moving in. Zanizer with the easy out. And Ramirez flies out. Zanizer with the put out. Now Kyle Dyer, the catcher, will step into the box. He's walked and been hit by a pitch tonight. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. Right on right matchup here. First pitch swing grounds it toward the shortstop Reyes. Fields throws to first. Just a bit high, but McGuire Smith able to handle it. 6-3 put out. Quickly two away. We'll bring up Matthew Castillo, the third baseman. He'll step into the box. He's popped out and grounded out to the second baseman tonight, which, as I said previously, has kind of been a theme of the night. Both second basemen have been pretty busy over there. Taking this first pitch for a ball is Castillo. Now the 1-0 delivery from the righty Acedo. He's at the knees on the inside corner. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. One and one. With two gone. Waved at for strike two. Drew a swing and a miss. Way inside. Caught him off guard as the throwback from Zanny escapes the pitcher momentarily. Went all the way back over the mound. It was out of the reach of Acedo, and Dylan Green helped his teammate out. One ball, two strikes with two gone here in this top of the sixth inning. 1-2 delivery. Ring him up. Strike three called on the outside corner. Castillo gone a-looking. As we head to the bottom of the sixth inning, 445 is on top by a score of 2-1. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where they invite you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. They take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today at the corner of Eureka Way and Market in downtown Reading.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here at KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. On in relief is Donovan Kerr, the right-hand pitcher out of Menlo College down in Atherton, California, down in the South Bay. First pitch to Dylan Green is popped up, but over the Aggie dugout on the first base side for strike one. Green, Zanny, and Zanizer due up. Green, right-hand hitter, facing off against the right-hand pitcher, Donovan Kerr. As this one sails all the way back to the screen. One ball and one strike. The Aggies down by one here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Zanny on deck and Zanizer in the hole. 1-1 count. Nobody on. The slight breeze blowing in from left field. The 1-1 delivery from the righty. It's a line shot toward left field. Should be playable. It's the center fielder Landoli. My apologies with the out. And Green flies out on the line shot right toward the center fielder. Landoli moved over to make the out, make the catch, rather, as Brandon Zanny will substitute the plate. He's grounded out a couple of times tonight. The backstop tonight for the Colt 45s, a Simpson University product. First pitch on the inside corner. A call to strike one. The 0-1 delivery from the righty Kerr. It's a line shot towards center field. That will get down for a base hit. Playing it on a couple of hops is Landoli. A wide turn at first base is Zanny. But he'll stay at first base. We'll get a courtesy runner out there. Tyler Zanizer will step up to the plate. Pinch running will be Mark Anthony Carroll, last night's shortstop. The courtesy runner for Zanny. As Zanizer will step into the box. Carroll takes his lead at first, being held on. Now pickoff attempt on over to first base, diving back in time. Ball's going to skip past the first baseman, but Carroll deciding to stay put. Didn't escape the first baseman Ramirez quite far enough. One out. The Aggies looking for two on the infield. They have the middle infielders shaded up the middle. First pitch misses Hine inside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Now Kerr checks the runner at first. The 1-0 delivery. Runner not going is a breaking ball inside. Carroll taking a few strides, acting like he was going to steal, but then retraced his steps pretty quickly. The 2-0 delivery. This is way upstairs. Almost drawing a back pick there was the pinch runner Carroll. But Kyle Dyer, the catcher, thought better of it.